hardest thing about this message is the title. Let's see if I can do it without saying bad words. Here we go. All righty, Raj, are we rolling? Are you okay? Raj and I have worked together for years. I mean, there's always a comedy going on right here that y'all don't see. You just see his head doing this. I see the face and the eyes. Here we go. Amen. Family favor. How can I have God's blessings on my family in my life? You know, doesn't matter. You know, you can have people hurt you in your family. And, you know, you can't look at that as, well, God didn't bless me. Okay, people can be a pain sometimes in the rear. Amen? Say, I am, you have been, it happens. But God never is. God's always a great God. It's good also to see football player Jeremy. You going to wake up on me, son? All right, good. Now that I've embarrassed you? I love this guy. Amen? Plays for Lumbee High School. Good ball player. Tall, got them long arms, receiver. And anyway, I like him because he works at Taco Bell and McDonald's. But anyway. Anyway, good to see you, son. God bless you. But wanting God's blessings on our life and our family. And part of that is understanding our role in the family and our role as male or female, husband, wife, father, mother. Let's look at it today. Here we go. And we're going to fly. It's called, say it with me, see how you do. My fathers and, can we try it again? My and fa, one more time. My and fa, it's mamas acting like daddies and daddies acting like mamas. That was too long, so I called it this. Understanding your role in family relationships. Let's go with it. Let's see what we can learn today from God's Word. Hebrews 11. Not going to be long here, just to prove a point. If you think for you to have successful family, you have to be perfect, or that bad things can't happen in your life, or struggles, or pain, well, you lost out of the gate. The thing about the Bible, you see very few, hardly any, perfect people. There are none. We know that, don't we? But there's only a couple of people in the Bible that the Bible, that God in His Word doesn't tell all the dirt on them. A lot of dirt. He says a lot of dirt on Moses. I mean, I think of Moses. Moses did what to a man? He did what to him? Kill him! And I think of David, a man after God's own heart. He did what? He had a what with a woman? Adultery and a baby, and then he had her husband what? Are you kidding me? So you can't think. That doesn't give you a license to do wrong and hurt people. No, but sometimes Satan will use that against us. He'll make us think, and we'll start thinking we can't make it because, you know, I've been hurt, or, you know, I'm sort of screwed up, or my family's this way or that way. Wouldn't you like to be able to go from where you are right now forward? Say, that's the point. Come on. Excuse making's not going to cut it. And here's a couple, Abraham and Sarah. Are you kidding me? He's the father of the who? The faithful. Matter of fact, we call him Father what? Abraham. Did he have problems, yes or no? Well, sure he did. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should have to receive for inheritance, he did what? It's amazing when you do right that right there. Even if you're screwed up or you're messed up, or if you've had a past that's a little crazy, listen, you start doing that right there, it's amazing what God will do in your life. He obeyed. And he went out, not what? Knowing where he was going. But he followed the Lord. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city, say it with me, which hath what? Say it with me now, who's what? Builder and maker is God. Through faith also Sarah. Crazy Sarah. Herself received strength to conceive seed. Now these are some old people. Your problems in your family probably aren't near the problems they had. You ain't 75 trying to have a baby. At least we hope not. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was what? Way past age. Because she judged him what? Faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one in him as good as dead, Abraham. So many as the stars of the sky and multitude and as the sands which is by the seashore, innumerable. And we know it. We know a lot of the faults of Abraham and Sarah. Don't go sleep on me. Hang on. Was Abraham a liar? Somebody tell me yes or no. Was he yes or no? Flat out. Did his wife tell him to go have sex with the maid? Yes or no? Absolutely. Did he do it? If you say so. Yeah. Crazy family. Isn't it? Yet God puts them in the book of Hebrews and shows how they succeeded. Let's look at it. They learned to follow. They learned to follow God. They learned to obey God. Following God and obeying God is not being perfect. Otherwise, we're pretty much all out of luck, aren't we? Or having the perfect scenario, the perfect situation. Boy, learning to follow is an amazing thing when things aren't perfect. When things are hard. When things are difficult. And that's when you start to learn you're loved by God. And He's not going to leave you. That's when you start to learn, when you put these principles into play, into practice. Oh my gosh. His Word's true. And your faith starts to grow. Faith doesn't grow really on the mountains. I love the mountains of Colorado. They're beautiful. But we all know it's in the valley that we struggle. And it's the valley that we learn to climb. Amen? So, Abraham and Sarah, they didn't have it perfect, but they learned to follow. And God blessed them. Amen? So let's talk about it. Let's just go with that thought. It's not about being perfect. None of us will ever be that. We're rolling. It's about believing God in our what? And understanding the role God has for us as husband, wife, as father, mother. It's about believing God. Ephesians 5. We'll look at this passage this morning. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. The greatest verse ever on husband-wife relationship. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. If you submit yourself one to another, you'll make it through anything. Say that with me. If you submit yourself one to another, you'll make it through anything. Say it one more time with me. If you submit yourself one to another, you'll make it through what? One more time. If you submit yourself one to another, you'll make it through what? Anything. That's when you screw around and you don't submit to one another that the thing blows up. You understand? Yes or no? It's incredible teaching from the Word of God. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife. We're going to talk about that. Even as Christ is the head of the church, He's the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their what? Own husbands and everything. Then it says this. Say it with me, verse 25. Say it loud with me. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave Himself for it. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Understanding your role in family relationships. We're going to unpack a little bit. Here we go. The husband, father. Let's start out and pick on dad. Y'all ready, guys? Y'all ready? Go ahead. Settle up. Come on. Get ready for me to punch you. Now, let's see what the Bible says. The Bible teaches that the husband is the head of the wife. Did the Bible say that? Sure it did. He is the what? Leader. Keep looking. It's not about browbeating, but what? Design. Say that with me. It's not about browbeating, but design. God designed the family. You didn't. And I didn't design the family. And you didn't create man and woman. He did. Last time I checked. Is that right? Okay? And regardless of what your state says, marriage is between a man and a woman. Okay? All right? That's the bottom line. That is marriage. That's procreation. That's how you got here. Okay? But this is the deal. A husband is the head. The husband is to be a leader. This is the design God has laid out. The husband and father bears much of the responsibility for the family. Doesn't bear all the responsibility, but he bears much of the responsibility for the family and the direction of that family. The husband, father, will personally give an accounting to God for his works inside his family. Well, I don't believe all that. Well, you can say what you want to, but one day you're going to stand before God and look him straight in the face. He's going to look at you. And we're going to give an account, guys, on how we were as a husband and how we were as a father. Y'all listening? It's going to happen. Well, I don't believe in that design stuff. Well, believe what you want to. You're called to be a leader. And leading in your family. That's what the Bible teaches. We're going to give an account. 1 Corinthians 3, for other foundation can no man lay than is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stone, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be what? Made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. So we're going to give an account. Not just for things we do outside in our community. More than anything, we're going to give an account, guys, of how we were as husbands and as fathers. Y'all listening this morning, if I put you to sleep on this family talk stuff. Come on. If any man's work abide, which he's built thereon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss. But he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. So there's going to be judgment on how we look at our role as a leader. This design that God has for the family. What does head of the family or leader mean? What does it mean? Here it is. It means to sacrifice. Did you know that's what leaders do? I just think of our football team. I help sometimes with the guys. I ain't doing too good lately. But you know what these guys do, these coaches of this team do? You know what I watch them do? They sacrifice. You guys get out there and sacrifice, coach, and sacrifice your time, and sacrifice your family. And then I see your family come out to the games with you, and they drag a little baby as if the baby wants to go. You know what I'm saying? You know what? That's what leaders do. That's what leaders do. That's what a husband, father, leader in the home. What does head lead mean? Get to be the boss? Get to browbeat? No, it means you get to do what? Did it say husbands love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself what? For it. Sounds like sacrifice to me, doesn't it you? It means to provide. That's what leader means, to provide. If any man doesn't provide for his own house, he's denied the faith and he's worse than a what? Infidel, the Bible teaches, or an unbeliever. Heathen. Leader means to what? To lead in love. But I'm just hard, man. I don't love. You know why you don't? Because you're not a leader. You're not leading in love because you're not a leader. I'm a leader. Don't you say that? No, you ain't. I'll tell you to your face. Okay? Say. You lead in love. You lead in giving. In giving. I'm talking about just money. I'm talking about giving things and helping and doing and caring. And this is leadership, guys. Say, you want other people around you in your organization to give? Then you step out front and you be the giver. You understand? That's how leaders do, and people follow leaders. And guys, that's what God's called us to in our families. Leader head means to die to who? Self. Die to self. Do you see how this ain't no picnic, guys? Yes or no? And ladies, do you see how this ain't no picnic for the fella? Yes or no? Am I giving him a pass this morning? Say. Wait, let's check. To sacrifice, provide, love, give, and to die. Can't believe he gets it so easy. To honor God. To honor your wife. To honor your children. Leadership. Amen? Would a leader put his wife down? No. Would a leader put his children down? Yes or no? No. It's not what leaders do. And by the way, even in staff, people that put their staff down, horrible leaders. Amen? Pastors that put their church down, you know what they are? Horrible pastors. I ain't the greatest, but I'll tell you what, I love you people to death. You know what I'm saying? Flat out. Hey, I should be the one clapping here. Absolutely. I sure don't hang my head in this town. Because I'm ashamed of you. Are you kidding me? Well, we're supposed to have that in our home. Lead like that. Y'all understanding, guys? You with me or not? All right. To nourish. To take care of the family like a tender plant. You understand? This is the role of the husband. Father. The leader. Amen. To cherish. Oh. To cherish your wife. To cherish your children. As precious. See, this is what a leader does. Amen? Now she's the old lady. Kids, get out of here. Go to your room. I've got time for you. You don't matter. Your ball games don't matter. Your events don't matter to me. Your birthday doesn't matter to me. Why? It's because you're... I better hush. I know one thing you're not. You're not a leader. You understand what the head is? Are y'all getting it? Yes or no? Now, this is what the Bible says. Generally speaking, the man is stronger physically and more resolute and firm than a woman. Not trying to stereotype, but that's just generally the way it is. Go to the gym. Turn on TV on Sunday afternoon. Watch NFL or NBA. I mean, I'm not trying to stereotype, but it's the truth. We're stronger. God created us that way. He puts that leadership on us. Guys, you understand? Doesn't mean women don't have to lead. Doesn't mean women can't lead. Many women have been forced to lead. Is that right, ladies? Yes or no? Absolutely. Oh, and women can lead. Don't make me think. Don't think they can't lead. And they can knock you out and kill you in your sleep. They can be creative. Trust me. Let's keep moving. Here we go. The husband is to provide security. Security. Security for his wife and family. I shouldn't be wondering what her husband's doing. Shouldn't have to wonder where he's at. Have to fear and have that feeling inside of, am I loved? Am I cared for? Is tomorrow going to be all right? Is somebody going to be there for me? A woman in relationship with her husband should never have to feel that way. You understand? This is the role of the husband, the leader. Okay? But we get it all twisted and turned around and we become a mother and we become a father and messed up. How about the wife mother? We got to get on this one, right? How fellas, are you glad I'm off that one? Say. Okay, here we go. The wife mother is to submit to her husband. Whoa! What's that mean? What's that mean? Well, let's look at it. I know one thing. I've been around long enough and doing this long enough.
Hello?
Listen. To know that, fellas, if you do what this said on the screen, most women are not going to have a problem submitting to that. Did you hear me? If you're that leader, that godly leader, I'm telling you what, shoot, most likely there'll be a line to get behind somebody like that. You understand? Young man, that's the way you want to be, man. Submit. What does that mean? She needs to know that her husband bears the ultimate responsibility for the family. Submit to that. Realize that that man, that husband, that father bears the ultimate responsibility for the family. Submit to that design that God has created. She needs to know that her husband will give an account to God for his works and for his role as father and husband inside that family. You understand? Submit to that thinking. Get your mind wrapped around that, ladies, because this is the truth of God's Word. She needs to know this is how God has designed the family, and this is how He will pour out His what. And that's what this message series is about. It's about getting the what of God, the favor of God on my family. So if I can line my thinking up with His design and what the Scriptures teach, then I'm going to best suit and best align myself for His favor or His blessing on my family. Does that make sense? I lose you? Know that God isn't going to change His plan just for who? You and your situation, your unique situation. Yeah, but you don't understand, so God's going to change His design, His plan down through the ages for you. It ain't happening. And by the way, God hasn't redefined marriage either. You understand? I love all people. But God's not giving you the green light to go out and have adultery. You understand? Yes or no? God's not giving you the green light to have sex with the same sex. But I live in a free country. Yeah, and you ought to thank God for it. But being the leader, being the person, having the favor of God is putting yourself in the place where I want God's blessing. Even if it's painful, even if it's hard, even if you have to fight some of your own urges and things inside of you, it's called following Christ. It's called discipleship. It's called dying to self. It's called, I'm a new creature in Christ. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. You understand? Say. It's called take up your cross and follow me. It's called I die daily. That's what it's called. Is that what it's called? Say. It's called Christianity. Have you heard about it? Say. Come on. Praise the Lord. I know it's not easy. You know? But this is the way God blesses. The wife, mother, will not bear responsibility for being head. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I do not believe a wife and a mama is going to stand before God and give an account for being the head of her family. I just really don't believe it. Doesn't mean you don't have to step up to the plate and lead as a single mom. I understand that. But I tell you what, that was not God's plan or God's design for you to have to struggle and to be hurt or whatever the situation is. Do you understand that or not? Regardless of the situation. And this is me talking. This is my message. That's how I see it. Deadbeat dads will one day stand before a holy God and look into the eyes that are a flame of fire. I can't stand deadbeat dads. Quote me, Gary Clark. You understand? You're useless. And if you're in our congregation and you've got kids and you're not in their life and you don't care for them, you're pathetic. I said it. Get with the program. Kids need a dad in their life. Thank God for coaches and mentors that step up to the plate. And they just, you understand? Come on. One day, look into Jesus' eyes. The Bible says His head and His hair were white like wool and white as snow. And His eyes, say it with me, were as a flame of what? That's what you're going to look into one day. It's going to happen. What does submit mean? To sacrifice. To humble yourself. To respect your husband. I tell you what, a man will charge hell with a water pistol if you respect him. You love him. Encourage him. Means to die to self. It means to love. It means to honor. It means to nourish. It means to, well, my goodness, they're not that much different, are they, guys? Say, look at that. Fella, if you've got some idea in here that you're over your wife and you have the right to browbeat or talk down to her, that is so far from the truth that ain't even funny. And also, all it says to me is that you're a sorry husband and you're a sorry leader. You understand? I know you didn't crawl out of bed this morning to get talked to like this, but you're here. Amen. Come on. Generally speaking, the woman is stronger how? Emotionally and more what? feelings oriented. That's a good thing. That's awesome. Guys, we're strong physically. Aren't you glad you got somebody that can feel more and can be emotional and know emotions? And, you know, I know it can get a little crazy. I know. Fellas. She's to respect her husband and to emotionally provide for her husband and her what? Women who are an emotional train wreck at the house all the time? That's horrible on a family. You understand? Woman who doesn't respect her husband, talks down to her husband, talks bad about her husband, that kind of mouth back and that kind of thing, kind of attitude. That's not, God's not going to bless that. Does it exist? Yes. Can people stay married for years doing it? Yes. But is it the way to get God's favor? No. That's what we're looking for, right? Say. How can I encourage you to be a winner if I don't give you the winning plan here? That's how you do it. Husband, wife, let's review. Strong physically, strong emotionally. Resolute, firm, thoughtful, feelings. Both husband and wife are to be spiritual leaders and followers of Jesus Christ. Both. So what is a father and a mother? Are y'all right? Jeremy, did you go to sleep, son? The ladies will love you for this if you'll listen to me. Trust me, son, on this one. Okay, here we go. Here we go. It's a father that acts like a mother, and it's a mother that acts like a father. Things are reversed, and it's crazy. You've heard you might be a redneck if... Here we go. You've heard you might be a redneck if... Well, here we go. Well, you might be a my father if... Are you ready? Instead of providing for your family, you put that responsibility on your wife. You might be a my father if... Instead of fostering a strong and secure environment in your home, you focus on feelings. Now, fellows are supposed to feel. But at home needs some leadership. Be strong. You might be a my father if, instead of disciplining your children on God's commands of what's right and wrong, you relegate that to your wife. Honey, Johnny did this. My father used to tell me, when your mother gets home, I'm going to tell her what you did. It's the truth that she'd beat the tar out of you when she got home. Come on, guys. You might be a my father if, instead of leading a spiritually responsible life, you place the burden of godly leadership and influence on your wife. That's why so many churches, about 80%, are women. Not so at Fellowship Church. Thank God for that. Thank God for that. Absolutely. Praise God! You know? And I think part of that is because we try to tell you like it is around here. We try to be strong. We try to be tough. And we try not to put on something like we're perfect or something like that, guys, because we're not. Guys, you understand? And many of you know my own struggle. Probably you're even thinking this morning, how can Clark even get up here and talk about a message like this when he's gone through this in his life? You know why? Because it's the Word of the living God. And the Word of God doesn't change in your situation or my situation. It's still the right way to get to God and get His favor. Amen? That's why we do it. You might be a father if you're more, a father. It's a mama acting like a father. You might be a mother if you're more career-oriented, ma'am, than you are family-oriented. Doesn't mean a woman can't have a career. Doesn't mean that at all. But by design, you know what that family needs? A mama. Say. And that you care for your kids and your husband. If you can do all that together, awesome. You might be a mother if you're overly hard on your husband and kids instead of providing strong emotional support and encouragement. Okay? I'm going to tell you what I said. I probably shouldn't say this. I'm going to try to back it up a little. I won't say exactly what I said. I was walking into Walmart the other day, and a mother with a face so stern And I heard her words and the way she talked to her child. And my daughter was with me. And I'm not going to tell you what I said to my daughter. But we saw in living color what a blank is and what you don't want to be like and grow up and be like, sweetheart. You understand? You might be a father if your focus is on leading your husband instead of respecting and loving your husband. I know I'm long this morning, but it's June. We're fine. You might be a father if you let your kids eat anything. That's our job. I'm sorry. We're bad, aren't we? We're just bad. Some things to remember. It's not about being perfect. It's about understanding your role in your family relationship. Learn to follow God's plan for your life. Remember, you're fearfully and wonderfully made. God's not putting you down, ladies, or putting you down, husband. Nothing like that. Listen, He designed you for this. He made you in His own what? Image and His own likeness. He couldn't have given you more of an honor. And it's all about Ephesians 5:21. Say that verse with me in relationship. Best verse you'll ever hear, ever learn. Help you a lot in your life. Also, it's great for church. It's great for friendships. This is awesome. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Let's say it again. Let's learn it. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of... Say it with me. Now, Ephesians 5:21. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. I submit to you. You submit to me. Instead of fighting and fussing, we can submit to one another. We can work it out because you know what? At the end of the day, we respect Him. We revere Him. We honor Him in these relationships. He is priority. That way we can get over anything. Amen? Yes or no? Amen. How many got the message today? Now you know what a father and a mother is. Come on, praise the Lord for His Word this morning. That's what I'm talking about.